The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hi.
Yes, that is us, morning legends.
Happy Sunday.
Not
dude.
Because we're in mourning, no, because we're on in the morning.
Correctamundo.
Thank you.
Hey, on the show today, Dan, you caught up with Bachelor Evictee Georgia
Bloody
during the week.
Mazzy, I love The Bachelor.
I know. I love how you've scored this little gig where you get to interview all of the girls that get booted out of Batch HQ.
Yep.
Which
it's a pretty sweet gig, I'm not going to lie.
It means that they are all single.
And heartbroken.
So it's a good tactic for you, mate.
Yep. I swoop in. I act as though it's under the guise of media, but I swoop in. I get good chat with them. They're heartbroken. It's just how I like them. They've lost faith in men, especially like buff, like, you know, suavo men. And then I come in talking about my board games, looking like Mr. Burns with a bad haircut.
Exactly. At the other end of that spectrum.
Thank you. Yeah, like there's like Richie. Dan, you're at the other end of that spectrum. You're his equal and opposite reaction.
I'm looking forward to hearing that chat a bit later on in the show.
I was professional AF, Maz. I was so professional.
Sure.
I was so professional.
Sure you were.
I was. Well, you'll hear it, so you'll be able to make your mind up for yourself.
Up next, guys, we will open up the encyclopedia of awesome. You can go to our Facebook page, actually, and check out what today's topic is. If you want to get in early, get your comment on there, and we'll do it all next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the encyclopedia of awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
Who's the best TV couple?
There you go. Televisual coupling. 131060 or tweet us at Dan and Maz or jump on our Facebook and tell us the best couple on TV, because your votes will decide what we lock in forever.
There's so many good choices. Dan, do you have a suggestion
topic? I was just going to say, I was just going to demonstrate how serious this is and give some examples of things we've locked in the past.
Sure.
Just so people listening, if they've never heard, it's an actual book. Like we have on our website, if you go to our website, danamaz.com, you can see that in the past we've said like the best pie filling is steak, bacon and cheese. Or the best fictional dragon is Dragon from Shrek. These were voted for by you guys and we've locked them in forever and they can't change. And yes, Maz, I do have an example that if I were to call what I would say, lock it in, Dan and Maz.
And that would be?
Have you seen the TV show House of Cards?
Well, I think I've seen the first episode and I was like, don't know about this one.
Oh, are you kidding? It's phenomenal.
That's what everyone says. I couldn't get into it.
Kevin Spacey is the sort of conniving politician working his way up the chain, and Robin Wright is his wife, and they, no spoilers. In later seasons, it gets a bit tumultuous, but when you first see it, you're like, oh, they're just as evil as each other. They've got each other's backs in all the nefarious schemes that they do. They are ride or die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm so evil. And the other one's like, I'm just as evil as you are. And we're going to take everyone down together. And then they're like, let's do horizontal kisses together. And you're like, oh. And it's brutal, Maz.
It doesn't sound romantic at all.
Oh, it's backstabby as. It's so good.
Oh, maybe that's why I didn't get into it. I don't know.
What would you say, Maz, is the best couple on the box?
Only Drazik and Anita from Heartbreak High.
Oh! A wreck
Kick off, Jurassic.
Stop being a mole.
Hartley High.
Oh, wasn't that a great show? Jurassic and Anita. I think they're one of the best couples ever on telly.
131060. Yeah.
Flawless.
Well, we got Josh on 131060. Josh-o.
Yes.
What do you reckon is the
yes.
best? Yeah, Josh-o.
Yes.
What's the
yes.
best couple on TV?
Of How I Met Your Mother, Marshall oh. and Lily.
Oh. Marshmallow and Lily Pad.
Now, I've got to say, Josh, I love that you rang up with that because that is the one to beat because everyone on Facebook has, well, not everyone. There is a real spread actually on Facebook. It's fantastic. But a lot of people on Facebook are saying that one.
Okay. Yeah. 131060. Thanks, Josh. Keep calling. Keep leaving comments on Facebook because we need to lock something in.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's lock something into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
Who is the best TV couple?
Going gangbusters on Twitter. I'll tell you what, I said it before and I'll say it again because so many votes. The one to beat is Marshall and Lily from How I Met Your Mother. There are so many coming through.
There's loads and we've got heaps of calls on 131060. Let's get to Misty. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Really
Misty,
good, babe.
Misty, watercoloured memories. Do you get that a lot, Misty?
Yeah. No, I get a lot of memes, and especially the older people. They're like, "Oh, have you heard Play Misty for Me?"
And, oh,
come on, Dan.
Shut up, Grandma. Yeah.
Misty, who's the best TV couple?
Oh, well, see, I'm younger, Dan. I'm millennial, but I think Homer and Marge Simpson, because I think that portrays any normal couple. I guess you class as normal. Well,
They have spanned the decades as a couple, haven't they? They've been around for 30 years.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I think it shows that no matter how many times you can stuff up, Homer always reflects on his stuff that he gets himself into, and then Marge is always there when he's... Yo.
You know that they're not real, right?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
But what? If you walk into any house, I feel like it definitely... shows that it's real.
Whatever.
Thanks,
my
babe.
Special little boy.
Let's get to Chris on 131060. Who's the best TV couple, Chris?
What the hell? What are you doing,
what are you
Chris?
Doing there,
turn
mate?
Your radio on the background,
oh,
Chris.
Oh, got it
clown.
Off. Sorry, I'm stuffed up. Sorry about that.
That's all right, mate.
Oh, you guys.
Okay.
I'll cop that. All right.
Chris, it's okay, mate. Who's the best TV couple?
My best couple, hands down, and it's just not a couple on TV. These people are actually a couple in real life. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. It's got to be Kyle and Cara. Absolutely from the block.
Oh. Do you know who that is, Maz?
Nah.
Which series of the block? Nah, he's gone. Chris, thanks for the call,
Chris.
Mate. You're a legend. I don't know. Who do I remember? Phil and Amity? Remember Phil and Amity?
Yeah, I remember Phil and Amity.
The sort of French, the tacky French apartment. I was like, oh, no.
Dan and Danny, they were a great couple on the block.
Dan and Danny?
Yes. And then he ended up being like Keith's other half.
Oh, hello.
You know, like his right-hand man.
Oh. No, don't know.
Sounded worse than what it was. Mel. Oh.
Mel!
Yes.
Who's the best TV couple, Mel?
Sorry. Ross and Rachel from Friends.
A lot of votes for Ross and Rachel on the Facebook as well. Especially Neil has said Rachel and Ross, even though they were on a break. Yeah, see there you are, Mel, just remembering that funny moment in that sitcom. I don't know, I've never watched Friends.
Thanks, Mel.
Really?
We've got
Really?
Yeah, on 131060. Hey mate.
Hey, I think it's the other couple and Friends, Monica and Chandler.
Oh, right.
Spoiler alert,
right.
Scott. Spoiler alert, you madman.
Well, you were never going to watch it, were you, Dan?
No, I actually tried, and it's so 90s. They're like, ooh, beat me on my pager, whereas Seinfeld hasn't aged at all. So,
thank you, Scott. Belinda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, babe, who is the best TV couple?
It's got to be Peg and Al Bundy.
Oh, good one. Oh,
Married with Children, yeah.
There's so many other ones on our Facebook page. Leslie has said Roseanne and Dan Connor, obviously from the TV show Roseanne.
Of 90s love, it's great.
Jessica has said Frank and Marie from Everybody Loves Raymond, who are actually Raymond's parents.
Oh,
on the show.
The poor man's Estelle and Frank Costanza. Is what
sure.
they are. Yeah,
yeah
they're like
sure.
the poor man's Costanzas. We got Steve in the phone room. Steve.
Hey, guys.
Have you got, what kind of action are you getting on the phones, Steve?
The phones are lit up. They were crazy.
It's a good topic.
Here in the phone room.
I've got to say, when we thought this topic up, me and Maz did a lot of high-fiving, didn't we? For like 5 minutes. It didn't even get boring.
Yeah, we were like, this is the best one ever.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we had a few good ones. Our favourite in the phone room, Neighbours special, Carl and Susan.
Oh, wow!
Is that Dr. Carl? Is it Dr. Carl Kennedy, not Dr. Carl Krusialitsky?
Correct.
Yeah.
With 80% of the calls for the best TV couple, it was a close one, same TV show from Friends, but just over the line, Ross and Rachel.
Whoa!
Really?
Ross and Rachel dethroned Marshmallow and Lily Pad.
Wow.
Bloody lock it in.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that
Ross and Rachel
is the best
TV couple.
Well done, team.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Now, Dan, you volunteered yourself to interview all of the contestants that get booted out of The Bachelor.
This sounds like I'm falling in love with all of them.
They're all
great women.
They are.
It's a tough job to interview just this parade of single beautiful women, but I'll do it. I'll do it because I do. I tweet along, Maz, to every episode, unless I got something better to do. It just happened twice and we're a few weeks in. I literally, my friends will be like, hey, when are you free to catch up? I'm like, well, not Wednesday and Thursday, between 7:30 and 8:30, 9-ish, because I live tweet along because it's just an absolute joy.
You do love it. You really have become a major fan of The Bachelor on TV. Yeah.
And this week we lost Georgia because she's a brunette, basically. I'm sorry, Maz. You're a beautiful woman, Maz, but if you went on The Bachelor, Richie wouldn't even notice you because he only likes blondes.
That's the word on the street.
Richie cares only for blondes. But yes, Georgia did get to catch up with her fresh out of the mansion and have a good old chin wag. It is a real pleasure to be talking to you, Georgia, the latest escapee from the Bachelor Mansion woman prison.
Oh, gosh. You make it sound such a good experience.
Well, I mean, watching you last night in the limousine home, it didn't seem like you having the best experience. Well, can you remember any of your quotes that you said?
Yeah, it was quite funny. So, I thought I was off camera when I was saying that stuff. Oh. So it was a massive surprise hearing it.
Never assume off camera.
Yeah, biggest lesson I've learned.
I believe you call all the girls skanks.
I did. I use that word. Not my finest moment. Obviously, they're not. They're lovely girls, so it wasn't completely directed at them.
So, obviously, last night was the intruders or the date crashers, whatever you want to call it, and that did not pass muster with you. You were not happy with that at all.
You shall not pass. It was a bit like that. It was just a full-on night, and obviously you only see so much on TV, but I did try to have a chat with them all, and they seemed like lovely girls. I felt really sorry for them.
So do you reckon that we could see an intruder actually winning?
I don't know. I think they get close.
Oh,
Who do you reckon out of the three?
I just love pony riding law students. So Khaleesi or whatever her name was.
Kalia, yeah.
That's it.
She's so hot. She should be for Bachelorette. She was just gorgeous. first. I would date her. After 6 weeks, I'd probably date anyone, though, like being in that situation for six weeks.
That's what I was wondering as well. Like, because everyone sort of laughs a bit at, like, oh, someone like Alex, who's really, you know, obviously very emotionally invested. But just, I always say to people, I'm like, just put yourself in their shoes, right? Imagine you go on this show thinking, I'll just have a laugh, I'll see what happens, and you genuinely fall in love with the dude. I can see all these other girls are just here to seek attention, and I actually love the guy. Like, that would blow your mind.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, you don't see as well, like, how much time Alex spent with Richie. Like, they had a good connection.
Up in their sex attic. Sex attic. Not sex addict. Sex attic.
In the cool bananas attic, yeah.
When you got eliminated with regards to, like, your feelings for Richie and where you thought you were at, where was your mind at?
Honestly,
were you in love with the guy?
We didn't have, like, that kind of massive connection. We were definitely friends. Like, okay. We had a lot of good friendship banter. Yeah, that's kind of where it ended.
But you never really got the chance, or you just were like, oh, I just don't think this is going
to
happen?
I don't think I got the chance, okay. But I don't think he was ever that interested to begin with. So I think I did well considering that.
Is it? And this is the big question. Is it because you're a brunette?
Yes. I have a personality, but I actually was camouflaged by brunette hair. So he looked across the room and he couldn't actually see me. He's got a blonde filter.
He's got hair racism.
He's got hair racism, yeah. He does.
All right. If you could redo your moment in the back of the limo knowing that the cameras were on.
Oh, stop.
So take yourself back. You know, you've got your hair done up in that weird mushroom with all the chains hanging from it, which I could not fathom. I could not understand what was going on with your head.
I love it. I know. I agree. Yeah.
You get no say in what you wear or
no,
what you don't.
No, you don't.
Of course not. Of
okay,
course.
We're going to do, like, they just come in, they go, look, we're going to do this weird mushroom bun. We just put jewels everywhere. Just put jewels all over your bun. Okay,
yeah. Sure. You can't see me anyway.
He'll be like, what is that thing over there with floating jewels? Yeah.
If you could, if you're back in the limo and you can say whatever you want, you can get a do-over, what do you want to say?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't use the word skag, but I'd probably still swear off my head, to be honest. I'd just be like, I'm out, drop the mic, let's go to Macca's.
So great, Georgia. You're a fantastic person. Great to meet you. And I don't know, best of luck with normal life now.
Thank you. Yeah, look, I'm good at real life. I'm doing it well.
You are. You're doing
I'm
a great
doing
job.
Well.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah.
Nailing it.
It's
so visible. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Just cool.
Speaking of chemistry.
Yeah, we had a connection. It was a journey. I know all the lingo now.
You really do. That was really cool.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060. Have you performed CPR on something that isn't a human? Have a think about that for a sec. If you've got a story, we'd love to hear from you on 131060. This is inspired by a lieutenant in the US who, yeah, he was in a pretty hectic situation. We had to break into a car.
George Clooney, is it?
And he thought it was an emergency. Emergency? ER?
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, is that fair enough?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
He had to break into a car after receiving a 911 call. And he thought he was going to be saving the life of a child.
Yeah.
Now, him telling the story, I mean, he does it best. Have a listen.
It was draped with a light blanket, and I could see little feet and a bottle of milk. It felt like a baby. It looked like a baby. Everything about it was baby.
Except it wasn't a baby. It was a mannequin.
Oh, oh, okay. So he's someone has spotted this small child and phoned it in, and he's gone, I'm the hero, me.
And, I mean, if you did see a small childlike thing in the back of a car with a blanket draped over its head and you were a police officer, you would break in and try and rescue the child. You didn't realise it wasn't a child until he was performing CPR on the mannequin.
So he had his mouth all over it.
Well, not all over it, just over the essential breathing.
Yeah,
elements.
The holes in the front, yeah.
So he's
it's only when he got, like, face to face with it and he was like, I'm the hero, I'm gonna rescue, this is my moment, I'm gonna get a medal, I'm gonna get the key to the city, I'm gonna be the biggest champion ever.
Yeah.
It was a doll the whole time.
It was a mannequin. The woman who owned the car, her name's Carolyn, and she has about 40 of these types of dolls. She's a doll collector.
Of course,
and the particular
is.
Doll that was in the back of the car that day, her name is Ainsley. Just Ainsley. So you get a full picture of what's going on right there.
God damn it, Ainsley, why won't you live? Because I'm a doll, you idiot. Okay, 131060, have you, what non-human thing did you do CPR on? I'm going to right now say that a lot of people have probably practiced CPR on those proper like mannequins with fake lungs in. Like, we don't need that. We want to go a bit kooky, go a bit crazy.
When you go for your first aid certificate, that's a part of the deal.
Yeah,
right?
that's part of the course.
Or your bronze medallion, either. We want calls on 131060, not when you were going for your first aid certificate or your bronze medallion. This is just IRL. In real life, you've been in a situation where you've had to perform CPR on something that wasn't a human being.
We got Kevin on 131060. G'day, Kev.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. What have you done CPR on?
I gave CPR to a frog one time.
A frog?
Yeah.
Now, that's not a racist term for French people, is it? Because
I'm
French and I would take offence if you were bandying around some racist French term. It's a proper frog.
It was a proper frog.
How did you find yourself in a situation, Kevin, where you had to give mouth-to-mouth to a frog?
I have two little immature brothers, and they were throwing this frog up in the backyard, and it died.
Oh, that's brutal, mate. Oh.
I gave CPR to it three times before it eventually died, but I did bring it back to life three times.
Oh, wow. So you tried.
And then your brothers just kept traumatising it. That's, at least you were the hero, Kevin.
Yeah, I walked off.
Kevin, you are a friend of the frogs. A friend to all amphibians.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, guys, keep your calls coming through.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060, we'd love to know if you've given CPR to something that is not a human being. This is inspired by a story out of the US where a police officer broke into a car to perform CPR on what he thought was a baby that was trapped in the back of the car. Turns out it was just a mannequin just chilling with a blanket over its head.
That would have been his, he would have been like, this is my moment.
I'm going to save a kid.
I'm going to save a kid. That's like, that gets you on the, you know, employee of the month board at the cop shop, I reckon.
Does it?
Yep. Yeah, it does. Yep, I'm standing by that. It does.
It gets you a free steak at Trader Joe's.
Extra cheese toast at Sizzler.
But, I mean, look, his heart was in the right place.
Yeah, it was all for naught. It was all for naught because it was just a doll.
He has performed CPR on something that isn't a human. 131060, if you've got a similar story, Catherine has called through. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Catherine. What have you done CPR on, non-human?
It wasn't me, actually. It was my partner. We have a cattle dog that had 8 puppies a year ago.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Although I guess when they come out, they're all, like, messy.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They're absolutely gorgeous. But the run to the litter was quite significantly small to the rest of them. Oh. And a few hours after, it stopped breathing. So my partner sort of did CPR, and then about an hour later it did it again. So he sort of was up and down through the night doing it all night. And she's actually over a year old now and bouncing, happy, wonderful puppy.
Ah,
I love it.
Saved a runt. Rescue runt.
How many times did your partner have to perform CPR on that one little puppy dog?
6 times throughout the night.
Wow.
How small? I mean, I'm picturing something you can fit
they're
in the palm
tiny,
of my
tiny.
Hand.
It can.
Yeah.
They're teeny, teeny,
the
tiny.
The size of his hand, yeah.
How do you get your mouth on that? You
I know.
Swallow it.
It was like over his whole head.
Oh, wow. What's the little puppy's name?
What he thought. Yeah, what came natural, I guess.
What's the runt's name?
Lily.
Lily the runt.
Yeah.
Catherine, that's such a beautiful story. Thanks for calling up. We've got Jade as well on 131060. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
Mate, have you performed CPR on something that isn't a human?
Yeah, I have. It was a kangaroo.
Oh, that's like the most Aussie thing ever. You brought a kangaroo back to life.
Yeah.
Although they are a pest, so.
How did you find yourself in a situation where you had to give CPR to a roo?
Oh, well, my brothers and I were down the creek, and previously our dog had nearly been drowned by a large buck, and he decided to basically do the same thing to a smaller kangaroo. So he was sitting on it and we went over and he was drowning it. So we got him off and it was a bit limp and everything. So we ended up doing CPR and mouth to mouth and it got up a bit dazed and jumped away.
Was it? Jade, was there like a moment though where you were like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to put my face on some random roo.
No, we were wildlife carers and stuff, so we had a lot of different animals that we were rescuing and letting go
against.
Was this
the only one you've done mouth to mouth on?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
That would be an interesting situation. I think that any like rational thought of ooh, icky goes out the window when a life is involved.
I don't know, Maz. If I saw like I don't know if I could.
To be fair though, when are you going to be outdoors by a river, Dan?
Yeah,
you're
true,
never
going to
be in that situation.
Yeah, not many kangaroos dying at board games night.
unless your Lego set needs CPR, you're not going to have a story for this segment. Jordan, hello.
How we going?
Really good, mate. Have you given CPR to something that is not human?
Yeah, a kid goat.
Oh, a little baby goat. They're like the cutest animals ever.
Good for curry as well. Goat curry, yum.
George, what's the story?
Yeah. We had a goat given birth and she had 8 kids. She died during kid birth.
Oh, no.
So we had to perform a cesarean and get the babies out. And one of the babies wasn't breathing, so we brought it back to life and got it breathing.
Why were you in this situation? Do you have a goat farm or?
Yeah, got a bit of a farm and had some goats on it. Yeah.
Gosh, and you.
That is the circle of life right there.
It's, again, though, wouldn't you just be like, oh, well, that one didn't make it? Like, what is that extra bit inside you that made you go, I've got to save this goat's life? Like, that's.
I think it's called having a heart.
No!
you've got to try and keep everything alive, really.
That's
fantastic.
That's a beautiful story.
It would have been all gross, George. And slimy and he got in there and he bloody did it.
I guess it's like, Dan, you know, we are listening to the theme song from ER.
Yeah, I know. It
but
has
in
a
that,
bit of tone.
Like, people in those, you know, surgical situations, like when your job is to save a life and you're in a situation where you can save a life, I think those things like, this is gross, like,
just,
that just doesn't register at all. You just go, I'm going to save this life,
Out. What amazing callers just
I
going,
love that.
You know what? There's an animal in strife and I'm just going to get in there.
Save it.
That's fantastic stuff. What a great way to wake up, Australia.
Well done, team.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekend. Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. We're here for another hour for your Sunday morning. Follow us on Twitter, FYI, because we do tweet out bits and pieces that we're going to be talking about on the show. So if you're not, you know, strapped to your radio for your 2 hours, you still know what's going on.
Big fan of the internet, Maz. It's a great medium.
If the internet didn't exist, I don't know what you would do.
Yep, it's my best friend. internet, I want to give you a hug. Well, if you can go there, you can see my photo with Georgia from The Bachelor. That's up on our Twitter. There you go. That's a little sweet treat right for you. We're going to get an insight into how you spend your days, though, Maz. Up next.
My boyfriend wants to bring something into our relationship.
Yeah.
It's like a third wheel, you could say.
A welcome wheel or an unwelcome wheel? Ooh.
I'm not super keen on the idea. It's not a romantic wheel.
It's a romance wheel. Spin that wheel, baby. Grease it up and spin it round.
It's not a romantic wheel, but it does.
I know this music in the background says otherwise.
Guys, it's not a romantic wheel.
Romance wheel.
But it does have something to do.
Like the pottery wheel.
It does have something to do with sucking.
Oh, Maz!
It does!
Get out of the gutter!
It's true!
You filthy toilet, Maz!
No, it does! It actually sucks! I'll explain it all next.
Dan and Maz Weekends!
So, my boyfriend, he wants to acquire something, bring something new into our relationship, and I've had to put my foot down and say, no, honey, it's not happening.
Okay, so this is, tell us, what is it?
Okay, so the other day, right?
Yep.
My boyfriend goes to me, oh, babe, my car is just a mess at the moment. I really wish we had a dust buster.
Yeah. To bust all that dust.
So I could go down and just, I think there's crumbs, you know, there's crumbs in the back seat. And
oh,
there's
yeah,
just like,
he's having
just
a little sausage
mess.
Roll. He's having a little sausage roll.
Yeah, there's just mess. There's mess everywhere. And he's like, a dust buster would be great. I could just whip down to the ute, dust bust all the stuff and bring it back up. And I'm like, no, we have a vacuum cleaner. Oh. Why do we need to buy another version of the same appliance?
Yeah, the old ball and chain, the old apron strings.
Seriously, I was like, babe, we have a vacuum cleaner. It has attachments to get into all of those little tiny areas in your stupid ute.
Yeah, no, I hear you, mate. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. The old purse strings, the old apron strings won't let you get a dust buster. Oh, you got.
I just think.
Who
if
wears the pants, mate? Who wears the bloody pants in your bloody relationship, mate? You got to bloody stand up to your missus, mate. Oh, it's your bloody clobbier with a rolling pin. Oh, you can't have a dust buster. Huh? They nag, don't they? Oh, Triple M. Oh, that bloody, oh, yeah, no, give it a rest, mate. Oh, pull the other one. Oh, yeah, bloody.
I feel like a dust buster is an unnecessary appliance. Because you're ticking all the boxes with the vacuum cleaner. It does the same flipping thing.
What does a dust buster cost?
I don't know. We're not buying one. It doesn't matter how much
it
costs.
$6, $1,000? Seriously, what does a dust buster cost? I got no idea.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's going to be like
bucks.
$80 or $100 or something.
I said a couple hundred. I've got literally no idea.
No idea. I actually don't know either. But it's not going to, you know, it's not like we're buying a computer or something. It's not going to be thousands of dollars.
Yeah, so you've shut
but
this down. You've
also,
said no.
I've said no because I feel like it's unnecessary. And you know what? It's a slippery slope. Because before you know it, we're going to be that couple that buys all of those appliances that just does that one individual particular job.
Oh, yeah, I know what you
and
mean.
It's going to clutter our kitchen and our house, and it's just too much. So I've said no.
Yeah.
We've got a vacuum cleaner. You can go and clean your car with the damn vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, all
love
right.
is
all
what
right.
I said.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I said it in a loving way, though.
Okay, you can get a dustbuster for $40. You can get a dustbuster for $40, Maz. That's what Google tells me.
And then you've got to find somewhere in the house to store it.
Yeah, true. That's the problem, isn't it?
That's annoying.
Yeah.
And we've already got a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
It does the same job.
Yeah, all right. I can relate to this, Maz. I'm sure there's people out
there. Do you have
there.
A dust buster, Dan?
I don't even have a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, okay. No, you just have a cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just got the maid. Yeah. Take care of my mess for me.
You've just got Niles the butler who's in your spare room. Just wheel him out once a weekend after board game night goes crazy.
Yeah, every now and then he stops ironing my socks and he vacuums the apartment. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's a good life. No, I reckon what you're talking about is a common thing. I would agree, Maz. I'm very anti excess things. If I was in a relationship with someone and she kept bringing home those the popcorn maker or the
that's what I mean. There's all these appliances that are really, really unnecessary these days, and I think this dustbuster is one of them. Right. But surely there's more. So 131060. I want to know if your partner wants an unnecessary appliance.
So dob them in and have a whinge because you've got to. Both of us will be on your side because both of us are anti-clutter.
And also, I mean, I could just build a list now of all the unnecessary appliances. So if my boyfriend ever decides that he wants to get an ice cream maker, I can say no. That's insane.
Oh,
we live next door to a supermarket.
Great, mate.
Go and get the Maxi Bonds.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You watched one episode of MasterChef and now you're Hester Blumenthal. You're not getting an ice cream maker. 131060. All right, so dobbing your partner, what do they want to buy? Some stupid appliance or kitchen gadget or whatever. And they're like, I want to buy it. And you're like, no.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is the number to call. If your partner wants to purchase an unnecessary appliance, this has happened in my relationship. This week, my boyfriend was like, you know what, babe? I need a dust buster because there's crumbs in my ute. I want to clean it all up and I need a dust buster. And I'm like, no, we've got a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
We can just use the damn vacuum cleaner. Same appliance.
Do you feel a bit dirty just saying that now though? Just being like, we've got a vacuum cleaner. Just use it. Like,
no, I don't because I stand by my word. Like all of a sudden then That is the gateway. The dustbuster is the gateway to unnecessary appliances.
All right.
He's going to start coming home with all this random stuff for the kitchen, and before you know it, like, we're going to have a garage sale. And no one wants to have a garage sale.
Cameron's tweeted us. He's got on board. Cameron says, at Dan and Maz, old mate trying to get domesticated and bloody Maz Compton killing his clean vibe. He just wants to be clean.
That I call my boyfriend old mate too. That's really weird.
He just wants to be clean. He wants a nice clean ute, and you're coming in there and just saying no.
Just use the vacuum cleaner. Use the appliance that we already have. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now
you're
Jenny,
in a similar situation.
Yeah, go on.
Hi, my mum collects vacuum cleaners.
What?
All right, your mum's weird.
Very. She's a Boy Scout.
What?
Your mum is a Boy Scout? What?
Yes.
Your mother is a boy?
Well, you know, she's always got to have a spare one of everything. But then if she finds a really, really good one, then she'll make me go and buy about five more so that she can have, so in case it breaks down or goes off the shelf. And kitchen,
so weird.
Kitchen appliances. She's the same. She's probably got three of the same appliance. And
this is what I'm talking about, Jenny. I don't want to turn into your mum.
No.
I don't want to become that woman that has six vacuum cleaners.
No, no. And it is the start because you know where she's headed today? She's headed to the home show.
Oh, no. Oh, that would be the worst. That'd be full of appliances you don't need.
And when Aldi, because Aldi's just great for appliances, mum will see the same appliance for like $300 cheaper but just as good, so she'll buy a spare.
And so she ends up spending the extra money anyway.
So when she didn't have a spare air fryer, which they sold at Aldi for $99 and on retail they're usually $400.
An air fryer?
What's
that? No, it's where you cook chips and you can cook anything in it without oil.
Oh, but Jenny, it doesn't have any oil, so it's good for you, Jenny. We can eat healthy chips now, darling. Mum, no!
Yes. But then she hesitated. She said, no, I won't get one. And all of a sudden hers broke down and she said, I told you, I should have got one. So I had to go on the hunt to every Aldi in Victoria to buy one.
You should have said no. You're an enabler now, Jenny.
Oh, look, you know what? I can't help it. She's like, and then you look in her cupboard and go, where did that come from? She goes, oh, I just got that from someone and it's just the best thing. You need to buy one. And I'm like, no.
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 No. Maz,
Jenny,
that's your
what
future.
An insight. What an insight into the life I don't want to have.
We've got more callers, Jenny.
We're going to get to Rebecca.
This isn't your therapy session, Jenny.
Rebecca, hello.
Now, Rebecca, we're talking about when your partner wants to buy an appliance that you think is unnecessary, and this is your life, Rebecca.
Yep. We have a sandwich press. Okay. He wants to buy a jaffle maker.
They're the same thing!
They're the exact same thing.
But no, one seals the sides. One seals the sides and creates a self-contained cheesy treat. The other just makes... Is this his argument?
Yes. He's not getting one.
No, he's not. That's amazing. So he just is not... Like, the sandwich press is just not enough for him? What is that?
What's the difference?
He wants the option.
I have no idea.
He wants the option.
Logic.
Sometimes you want it all sealed.
That's
like,
funny.
But what if, like, for example, he wanted to take it like for a run or something? Like he wanted to eat something that wasn't. Like he wanted to take it outside of the house so it was nice and self-contained. He didn't want
just
it.
Get a napkin, mate.
But it might spill. It might fall apart. When you've got a jaffle maker, it's all nice and sealed.
Oh, do you
off.
Know what? Do you know what? It's fine because it falls on the floor. Get out the bloody dustbuster and clean it up because you probably have one.
The side of air fried chips on the side, far out.
Oh, wow. Caitlin?
Hello?
Hey, babe. Does your partner want an unnecessary appliance like mine does?
It's not actually my partner, it's my mum.
Oh, it's another mum. We've all gone mum.
Mum's the worst at this.
All right, now what
is it?
What does mum reckon is a necessary appliance for the house?
It is a mini, like, hamburger patty maker, like, cooker thing.
Oh, ridiculous. What? I've got a hamburger maker. It's called a hand. Just bloody push it out with your hand.
Like, that's literally a fry pan for that.
Caitlin, are you putting your foot down and saying, Mum, that's enough, you're not allowed to get the hamburger patty press?
Of course. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Like, there's that much washing up in this little, like, machine thing when you could literally just, like, rinse out the fry pan.
Oh, Mum.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Maybe this is what happens. You just get to a certain age and it's like, I can't be screwed doing anything anymore. I'm going to get an appliance that does like every individual job. And I don't care how much is, you know, there's a popcorn maker in the bedside table. I don't care.
I just don't want to become that person, guys.
That's your future, Maz. You just heard calls from the future. That's what
no,
you just heard.
No, I didn't. I refuse to embrace that future.
This is it. Give up. You're Aldi now.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, guys, we're at about, I think we've got about 24 hours left of Olympics.
Yeah, and then it's done for another 4 years.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? Imagine that, though. Imagine, like, Game of Thrones, when it ends, it'd be 4 years until the next series. Like, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
Well, it almost is because it's delayed next year. And also, if you're talking about the books, it's been about 5 years since the last book with no signs of the next one. So,
yeah, the Olympics and Game of Thrones, very, very similar.
Well, anyway, I don't want to go. There's a Brandon Stark in both of them. I don't want to go too far on the Olympics. But anyway, what we want to do, because we're reaching the end of the old Rio Games, and there's so many great moments.
So many highlights.
And we want to get through them all. And we figure what we might do is give out our own gold medal right now. And we've got as many as you want. Like, we've got as many gold medals as you want. We can get get 100 callers on us, give them all gold medals because they are imaginary.
We've got gold medals on tap here at the Dan and Maz Show.
All right. 131060. Who wins the gold medal for being a bloody legend at the Olympics?
Now, this is not necessarily an Olympian who has already won a gold medal. This is just somebody who you in particular dig.
Yeah, like if you're at the pub with your mates, you go like, oh, did you bloody see this guy? Like, it could be, for example, the Aussie high jumper called Brandon Stark. And you're like, he's named after a Game of Thrones character. He wears some wraparound speed dealer sunnies. He's a bloody legend, right? Like, you might be like, that's my guy. That's my gold medal for being a legend. I spoke about an Olympian yesterday, Maz, who I personally want to give the gold medal for being a bloody legend at the Olympics. It's Lorenzo, the dancing horse who danced to Smooth by Santana.
Buenos dias, Maria. It's me, Lorenzo. The horse that does dressage to Smooth by Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas. Oh, I was loving it watching this guy, this horse just clip-clop, 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 like in tune with Smooth, one of the greatest. One of the greatest tunes ever written.
It would have been a crowd favourite, that performance.
It was.
Sure.
Shine the light on an Olympian that you've seen.
So your gold medal goes to Lorenzo, the dancing horse?
Yeah. It was a dressage horse from Spain, did the routine to Smooth by Carlos Santana. I was like, that is like the coolest thing I've seen at this Olympics, and it's been a bloody great Olympics.
Okay. I'd like to award a gold medal from the Dan and Maz Show to, now I'm not familiar with this person's name, and I believe that there are several people in this category. And the reason why I'm awarding them the gold medal is because they have provided one of the greatest internet memes that has been released during the Rio Olympics.
Yeah.
It's the lifesavers at the Olympic pool.
Yeah.
And the internet meme going around is like, if you think that you're useless, there's lifesavers at the Olympic pool.
Or just if you think your job is unnecessary, like they're like the most unnecessary people around.
And the picture is of these guys in their lifesaver getup, just sitting there looking so bored out of their brain.
Yeah. Holding the floaty just while Michael Phelps is pounding the pool.
Yeah, it has provided me with many lols, so that is why I'm not sure of the name, but the lifesavers at the Olympic pool, they get my gold medal.
All right, 131060, guys. The Olympics is wrapping up in 24 hours, and we want to know who have you seen at the Olympics, could be an Olympian, whatever, who you reckon is the biggest legend of the Games. Shine a light on them. It could be anyone. Who do you reckon deserves the gold medal for being a bloody legend in Rio?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Rio Olympics wrapping up in the next 24 hours. Can you believe it?
Yeah, closing ceremony. That's what it's called. Good one, Dan. You're a legend. Thanks, Dan. The closing ceremony is at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So, yeah, this is our last bite of the Olympic peach, Maz.
It sure is. We want to know on 131060, would you like to award a gold medal? Because we have them on tap here at the Dan and Maz Show.
We do, because they're imaginary, so we can just give them to everyone.
To somebody from the Olympics, not necessarily who is an Olympian that won a gold medal, but just for an outstanding performance. Like, a bit of a popularity vote.
Yeah, like, who's been the biggest legend for you? Have you spotted someone, an Olympian or an official or a crowd member or whatever, who's just been a great Olympic memory for you? You've seen them doing something, you've gone, that's bloody awesome.
Peter.
That's my favourite meme.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, how are you guys?
Good, yeah, Peter.
Really good.
Have you been loving Rio?
Yeah, not as much as previous ones, I think, because of all the controversy in the streets.
I'm more a Beijing man myself.
Jeez, okay.
Peter's a connoisseur of Olympic Games.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Peter, did not pass muster as a games for you. It wasn't quite to your taste. But that said, who was the biggest legend at the Olympics for you?
Well, I reckon this guy, he was like a marshal or a camera motorcyclist who was in the middle of the track on one of the big cycle events. Oh. And he just stopped and propped and didn't know where to go to get off the track. Oh. So he stopped in the middle and hundreds of bikes just piled into the back of him in the road race.
No way.
Everywhere.
How did I miss this one? So did they have to, rerun it or?
I don't know. I don't know the end result of it, but he just, because the footage just stayed on this guy sitting there and he just didn't know what to do. And there's hundreds of bikes smashing into the back of him and it's gone viral.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got to say, some of those cycling races, I don't really understand the rules of them. Maybe that's just what you do. Like, whoever piles on the most into the cyclist wins.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
I think that's the case. If you come off your bike during the race and you can't get back on and finish, it's just the way it is. Yeah. That guy would be feeling so bad right now.
All right, well, as far as...
I don't know. Like, you'd look at yourself on YouTube and sort of go, yes, I did it. You know, like, I don't know.
Would you
crazy.
Think?
Yeah, it'll be your moment. Anyway, well, that's who Peter wants to give a gold medal for being a legend.
We are the champions, my friend.
Louis, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Really good, mate. Who's your gold medal going to?
It's got to go to the guy who, during the swimming, he just stands up and just has a bit of a dance.
When you say the guy... Louis, you're talking about like
a swimmer
or an official or a crowd audience watcher, spectator.
He's a spectator.
He'll just get up and he'll just start dancing and get the whole crowd going.
Was he in the background or was the camera zooming in on him?
No, they zoom in on him. When something boring happens, they go straight to him and there he is just doing his little dance.
Oh, so he's the dependable crowd member.
Good on him.
Good stuff. Gold medal. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you, Louis. We've got Karen on 131060. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, really we're good, Kaz. Now, who do you think deserves a gold medal just for being a legend at the Olympics?
Well, there was a French walker, and I think it was about mid-race. He wasn't feeling too well before the race, but, he had a little accident in his pants while he was racing and started trickling down the back of his legs, and he kept going and I think he finished eighth or something like that. But
he didn't finish number two?
Yeah, he finished number two.
I think, Maz, that I've missed a lot of these games because I didn't see this.
I didn't see that.
Brown medal.
I'm actually really glad that I didn't see that one, but I would have loved to have seen the dancing guy at the swimming. He sounds hilarious.
The numero deux is what they call
There's
that in
so
France.
There's so much going on at the Olympics for the 2 weeks. I mean, how can you stay abreast of it all, really?
I know. We're going to miss it, aren't we?
Yeah,
where are we
really
going to get all our gear from, Maz? We're going to have to come out with our own stories now.
No, really?
Can't just get all the Rio stories. Well, you know, farewell, Rio. Now, we've got a little bit of Rio up next, actually, to end the show.
We sure do.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for us to get out of here. But before we do, as always, there's been a lot of news across the week, and we've compiled all the stuff you didn't need to care about.
This week, you really cared about a lot of Olympics news. But did you need to?
Ellen Ellen DeGeneres came under fire this week for tweeting her take on the Usain Bolt victory smile meme, photoshopping herself onto his back. But it got everyone talking for all the wrong reasons, because back in the day, white Americans used to literally get black slaves to piggyback them around places. Yeah, not a great look. And the internet wrath was strong. But given that Usain retweeted it himself, and Ellen tweeted an apology, and she has literally no track record in anything racist ever until now, is she really the evil you should be going after in the world, keyboard warrior?
Sometimes everyone shares a news story because it seems too good to be true.
And sometimes it is.
Ryan Lochte, US swimmer who is famous for wearing metal grills on his teeth, having peroxided hair, and being not as good as Michael Phelps, claimed to have been mugged at gunpoint in Rio.
And then the guy pulled out his gun, he cocked it, put it to my forehead, and he said, get down, and I was like, I put my hands up, I was like, whatever.
Well, we should have been like, whatever, because it looks like old mate Lochte made it all up. First, he took back the details of the story, and then footage emerged that there was no mugging.
In fact,
the swimmers were vandalising a gas station, and it was an armed guard who confronted them.
Again, we never needed to care about it.
Finally, back home, where Malcolm Turnbull was absolutely wrecked on social media for giving a fiver to a homeless person.
Telling me, dreaming.
Because if you zoom in, there was a 50 in his wallet. Is that such a crime? A fiver is a pretty generous donation, if you ask me. When was the last time you gave money to a homeless person? Was it a fitty? Come on, the guy barely won the election. Give him a break, keyboard warriors. There it is, guys.
Didn't need to care about that. All a bit of a beat up, really, in my honest opinion.
Correctamundo.
All right,
but
we're off.
There'll be a whole lot of news this week. There'll be a whole lot of stuff for us to talk about next weekend, and a whole lot of things you didn't need to care about.
What are you up to today, Maz?
I'm going to the Colour Run Tropicolour today.
Oh, I'm having a seafood cook-off with all my friends.
And again, there is the extreme differences between the Dan and Maz parts of this show.
You're going to build mussels and I'm going to cook a pot of mussels.
We're back next weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. See you guys.
Dan and Maz Weekends.